This morning,
amen.
We say amen to your word,
amen.
Because your word is living and operative.
Amen.
You're living, your word is spirit and is life.
Amen.
So Lord, we open ourselves to you.
Amen.
Pray you will remove all the hindrances.
Amen.
You will facilitate your word to flow into every one of us.
Amen.
So cleanse us with your blood and anoint us with your spirit.
Amen.
We give this hour to you.
Amen.
In your own precious name.
Amen.
We have come to the book of Romans chapter 13 this week.
这一周我们来到罗马书十三章。
We will read it when we speak because I think this way all the languages can be included.
我们在聚会的过程里面会读这些经节，这样各个语言都能读得到。
You know, this chapter is quite a switch from the last 2 weeks when we were in Romans 12.
这一章圣经从过去两周的我们追求里面好像是一个转捩点。
Because in Romans chapter 12, Paul exhorted us through the compassions of God to present our bodies a living sacrifice as the most reasonable service.
保罗在十二章在主的连续地劝我们要将身体献上，当作圣别，并讨神喜悦的活祭，这是我们合理的侍奉。
Actually, last week, when we were on the second half of Romans 12, our brother shared with us how our attitude should be toward in five directions.
上一周弟兄们的分享告诉我们，在十二章后半，告诉我们有五个方面，我们应该有什么样的态度。
Our attitude toward God.
我们对神的态度。
Our attitude toward ourselves.
对我们自己。
Our attitude toward all the saints.
对众圣徒。
And to all men.
也对所有的人。
And to those who oppose, persecute even our enemies.
甚至那些逼迫我们的人，甚至我们的仇敌。
Seemingly, this is a very inclusive list.
看起来这是一个相当完整的一个系列。
But I want to point out to you, dear brothers and sisters, the feeling of that chapter 12, is very sweet.
但是我要告诉弟兄姊妹们，十二章的感觉是非常甜美的。
Because it is in the sphere of the church life.
因为这是在教会生活的范围，或者是范畴里面。
Or you might say it is in the sphere of the body life.
或者说你是在身体生活的范围里面。
Now coming to chapter 13, there is a real switch.
到十三章有一个真正的转。
And it seemed that this chapter, the flavor or the feeling from Paul is not one so sweet and so tender, but rather it is very severe.
结果呢，我们看到这十三章。照保罗的角度来说，不是那么甜美，但是反而有点严厉。
And in fact, some saints mentioned to us that didn't know how to put this chapter after chapter 12.
有些圣徒们觉得这一章不知道该如何这个跟着十二章的感觉往前。
And so I want to tell you how I took this chapter.
我今天要跟你们分享我是如何看这一章的。
Actually, I feel this chapter is really a kind of an enlargement in our spheres of contact.
我觉得这一件事情十三章是在我们和各方面接触的过程和我们的内容上都是一个扩大。
This is really quite meaningful because we know the book of Romans is really speaking about the normal Christian life.
我们知道罗马书是在讲正常的教会生活，正常的基督徒生活。
In a normal Christian life, we should be able to handle all situations.
在一个正常的基督徒生活里面，我们应该能够应付所有的情形。
And not only the situations which I might say we are in control.
不但是我们能够控制得了的情形，
but they're also in situations which we may not be in such control.
甚至在那些我们无法控制的局面里面，
now,
我们该如何面对？
Now, if you read it from that point of view, actually chapter 13 is very meaningful.
如果你从这个角度来读十三章，就非常有意义。
Actually, I thought about this when we want to consider this matter of normal Christian life.
我在考虑这件事情的时候，当我们如何考虑什么是正常的基督徒生活？
It is always better if we are reminded, God's purpose in creating man.
当然，每次我觉得最好就是提醒我们自己， 神创造人的目的是什么？
As I mentioned to you in many different occasions, this time when we come to the book of Romans, I was always reminded of Genesis 1:26.
我多次提醒弟兄姊妹们，当我读罗马书的时候，这一次我主特别提醒我创世纪一章二十六。
But let me put it in a slightly different angle.
让我稍微换一个角度来看这个事情。
You know, Genesis 1:26 actually told us that God is eternal and infinite.
创世纪一章二十六节告诉我们神是永远无限的神。
But he created man for his purpose.
但是他却是为了他自己的目的创造了人。
And the man he created is both transient and limited.
但他创造的人又是有限的，又是受又是很短暂的。
I've used this expression a number of times, so you are familiar with.
你应该熟悉这个词，就是短暂的，是有限的。
Now, when I say man God created is transient, means his existence is fleetingly brief.
我说人是短暂的，是说人在时间上是像是时间非常的像飞一样就过去了。
It's very brief.
是相当短暂。
But this morning I want to mention to you that what does it mean by man is limited?
今天早上我要说人，为什么说人是有限的？
Oh, okay, let me use another phrase which we sometimes hear.
我再用一个词，也是平常我们经常听到的。
God did not create us. Man is not created as an island.
人不是像神创造的人，不是像一个孤岛一样。
Which means our existence is not only very brief but also very limited. We are just a speck in this huge sea of humanity.
我们人不仅是有限的，甚至在宇宙中我们人就像一粒灰尘一样。
Now if you think that our existence not only just very brief but also very very tiny.
我们不光是有限，而且我们在整个宇宙中是非常非常的渺小。
But we are not an island.
我们不是一个孤岛。
We are not an island in this huge sea of humanity.
我们不是在所有人类里面这一个人生的大海里面一个孤岛。
In that particular moment, God assigned our existence.
在那一刻，主给了我们存在的意义。
There are many contemporaries.
但是同时，我们有很多同时代的人，
you know,
一同的存在。
As of now, I think there are 7 billion. Is it about 7 billion in the world population?
现在全球的人口大约超过70亿。
And you know, they were just these little specks.
就是您如果看的话，就是很多小宇宙中很多小点点。
And in this huge sea of humanity.
在所有人类里面，都是一些小点。
Seemingly so insignificant.
看起来虽然不重要。
And yet it's full of meaning because God created every one of them.
但是却是因着神创造我们的意义，我们每一个人都满了存在的意义。
So in this very brief and limited existence,
在我们这样短暂并且有限的存在的里程里面，
God places us to have many spheres of contacts.
主把我们放在和许多不同范围里的人的接触的方式。
Actually, to realize this is a real good news.
意识到这一个对我们来说应该是一个非常好的消息。
You know, for us who have become Christians understand the meaning of the human existence.
当然作为一个基督徒来说我们知道人存在的意义。
And we know that our contacts actually can be, let me put it in this way, can be divided into two spheres.
我也可以说我们存在的意义，我们和周围接触的范围可以有两方面。
And one of the spheres, I would call it, as in the past people used the word sacred, but I would call it Christian circles.
一方面我们对外这个范围里面的接触，过去有人说是圣的，我愿意说是基督徒的范畴。
And but we are not an island, so the Lord also mentioned, I will speak on this later on, the Lord told us, I've prayed to the Father that we are not of the world, but we are in the world.
哎，我们知道我们不是一个孤岛，我们有着主向着父的祷告说，我们在世界里，但是我们却不属于这世界。
So therefore there is another sphere which you might call the secular or you might call the non-Christian circles.
所以另外一个范畴你可以说是一个俗世的世界，是一个非基督徒的一个范围。
So if you look at it in this way, then a normal Christian life composed of both spheres.
你如果这个从这个角度来看，我们基督的生活是由两个范畴所构成的。
And what happened? You know, the I think the Book of Romans. Now, I started in this way because I think it's important for us to read this, the context of Romans chapter 13.
我这样开始的话，是因为我们要从这个上下文和周围的这个接触来看罗马十三章。
Okay, let me use another verse to express how my burden is.
我用另外一处经节来表达我今天的负担。
In the book of Acts, chapter 1, verse 8.
我用使徒行传一章八节。
When the Lord Jesus.In his resurrection, before his ascension,
主在他复活里，在他升天以前
he commissioned his disciples.
他给他的门徒们有一个使命
and he told them that the Holy Spirit shall come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses both in Jerusalem, or Judea, Samaria, unto the uttermost parts of the earth.
他说圣灵要降在你们身上，你们就要为我在耶路撒冷、犹太全地、撒玛利亚直到地极做他的见证人。
And of course the Lord Jesus commissioned this to his first group of disciples.
当然这是主对他第一班的门徒们的这个使命。
But that commission is really given to all his followers, all those who believe in him throughout the ages.
但同时在世世代代他对他所有后来的门徒们是同样的使命。
And that commission is from Jerusalem going outward.
是从耶路撒冷，这个使命是从耶路撒冷一直向外扩展。
From those that are closest to you and even to those who are the furthest.
是从你最近的人一直到离你很远的人，一直扩展出去。
During that period, for every generation's existence.
从那个时候开始，一直到历世历代。
You see, this is actually a fulfillment of Genesis chapter 1, verse 28.
你看，这就是创世纪一章二十八节的应验。
When God created man, God blessed them, saying, "Be multiplied and fill the earth."
所以神创造人的时候说，你们要生养众多，遍满地面。
That is not only to extend in time, but also to expand in space.
这不仅是在时间上的延展，更是在空间上的延伸。
In this expansion, it is going from the center to the circumference.
这个扩展里面是从中心到圆周。
Now, that principle is actually being fulfilled throughout the church history.
这个原则是在教会历史里面一直在应验的过程里。
And it is true with us today.
今天也是一样。
And it is also for the purpose of living a normal Christian life.
这也是一个正常基督徒生活的目的。
If you remember during the time when we were going through the book of Romans,
你们知道我们在经过罗马书的时候
I hope you realize this point that actually the first part of the book of Romans is really something personal.
我特别要提醒弟兄姊妹们，罗马书头一部分是很个人的。
It's the personal Christian experience.
特别是个人的基督徒的经历。
Be it justification, sanctification, glorification, these are the experiences for the individual Christians.
无论是圣别还是称义还是德荣，都是基督徒个人的经历。
And we have seen that how in these experiences we need to be in the right domain to have the proper Christian experience.
我们看到在这些的经历里面，我们需要在正确的辖区里面来有我们基督徒的经历。
But that's not the end in itself.
但是这不是结束。
This is only up to Romans chapter 8.
这只到了罗马八章。
And I mentioned there are these two spheres, the Christian circles and the non-Christian circles.
我讲的这两个范畴，一个是基督徒的范畴，一个是世俗的范畴。
And actually in the Christian circles, there is the individual aspect and also there is the corporate aspect.
在基督徒的范畴里面有个别基督徒的，有基督徒个人的经历，也有团体的一面。
So therefore, in order to introduce, to bring in this corporate aspect, which is the second half of the book of Romans.
所以罗马书后半就是要带出基督徒团体的一面。
And there we see Romans chapter 9, 10 and 11.
我们看到罗马9章、10章、11章。
Actually, Romans 9, 10, 11 speaks of God's sovereignty, God's economy, and God's plan.
我们看到在九十十一章看到主的主宰、主的目、主的经、神的经纶和神的目的。
That is how God deals with people according to the times, according to His economy.
这是神在时间里如何在他的经纶里对待他的子民。
And you remember not too long ago when we were in Romans chapter 9, 10, 11, it speaks about the matter of grafting.
我们知道在十一章的时候我们讲到接枝。
Not only the Israelites in the Old Testament was grafted,
不仅以色列人在旧约是接枝的
but the Gentiles in the New Testament need to be grafted.
而且在新约里外邦人也需要接枝。
So when they are connected to the source of life,
当这两边都接到这个生命的源头的时候
they can have the proper human lifeTo fulfill God's purpose.
他们就可以在正常的人性生活里来完成神的目的。
And that is they need to be in the right domain to live out this normal Christian life.
这就需要我们在正确的辖区里面来过正常的基督徒生活。
So that was actually leading into Romans chapter 12.
所以这个就带到了罗马十二章。
You see, Romans chapter 12 shows us that the normal Christian life is not only personal, individual, but more importantly, it is corporate.
所以十二章告诉我们，不仅基督徒生活是个人一面的，个别基督徒的，更是把我们带到基督徒生活是一个团体的。
It shows us not only that personal, individual Christian life, we need to be in the right domain.
不仅说我们个人个别的基督徒生活是需要在正确的辖区里面
but the corporate Christian life need to be in the right domain
团体的基督徒生活更是需要在正确的辖区里面
and so now after he described the secular or the Christian side
当保罗描述到这个世俗和基督徒这两面的时候
And now in chapter 13, he comes to the secular or the non-Christian circles.
来到十三章，保罗就开始讲这个世俗非基督徒的这个范畴。
Now this is, to me, if you look at it in this way, chapter 13 is very meaningful.
你如果从这个角度来看，罗马十三章是相当有意义的。
Because God's, you know, we all know that God desires all men to be saved and come to the full knowledge of the truth.
我们知道神愿意万人得救。并且完全认识真理。
So the gospel must reach to all the people in the world.
所以福音必须临到全地的人。
But it takes a kind of a normal Christian life to first experience individually and then corporately, and then this can be enlarged to the non-Christian circles.
这需要基督徒不仅在个人上，更是在团体上来经历这些，而后这才能扩展到。
Now let me come back to Acts chapter 1 verse 8 again.
我现在再回到使徒行传一章八节。
The Lord Jesus said, and when the Holy Spirit shall come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses, both in Jerusalem, all Judea, Samaria, and to the uttermost parts of the earth.
他说圣灵降在你们身上，你们就要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地、撒玛利亚，直到地极，做我的见证人。
Actually, this word witness,This word means martyr.
见证人这个词，它的意思就是殉道者。
It's not just to say somebody who is a mouthpiece.
不是只是说一个人只是在那地方为主说话。
But it is someone who is a martyr.
那是讲的特别讲到一些人 是为主做殉道者。
A martyr is somebody who is willing to sacrifice himself or herself.
殉道者就是有一些人，无论是男是女，都愿意为了为主牺牲他们自己。
In other words, a martyr is somebody who is willing to experience the salvation of the soul.
所以，殉道者从一方面来说，就是那些愿意经历魂的救恩的人。
A martyr is someone who is willing to sacrifice himself or herself in order to live in the right domain.
所以一个殉道者也是他愿意为了活在正确的辖区里面而牺牲他自己的人。
Because it's when the Holy Spirit shall come upon you.
因为当圣灵降在他们身上的时候。
When a person receives the Lord Jesus, this person is regenerated in his spirit.
当一个人接受主耶稣的时候，他的灵里就重生了。
And the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, comes into his human spirit.
神的灵就是圣灵，能进到人的灵里面。
And this mingled spirit is the proper domain for this person to live a life of a martyr.
所以，一个在调和的灵里，能让这一个人。在一个正确的范围里面能够活出一个殉道者的生活。
And the whole book of Romans shows this process to us.
整本罗马书说出这所有经历的过程。
Firstly, individually, personally, this person not only positionally has received these things, but experientially, dispositionally, need to experience it.
所以一个人在这地方不仅个人的一面啊，在这个啊。地位上有圣有经历这一个，并且更是在性情上经历这一个。
As Romans up until Romans chapter 8.
这一直从罗马一章到八章。
And you can see that that purpose of God was planted in the Old Testament economy, and it's been carried on in the New Testament economy.
我们看到这是神的目的，住在旧约，种在人里面。在新约继续的往前，并且延伸出去。
And when it comes to chapter 12, that's theoperation of this in the among the saints in the body of Christ.
我们看见在十二章，在基督身体里面，我们看到在众圣徒里面那灵的运行。
And then in chapter 13, this will be enlarged to the secular world.
在十三章，它就继续延伸到世俗和非基督徒的范围里面。
You know, when I come to this chapter, I realized this saying, which was mentioned in the book of Romans. The book of Romans is the gospel of God.
到十三章的时候，我更意识到，我们为什么说罗马书也是神的福音。
Actually, you'll be very surprised. This is what I'm going to speak to you about this morning.
你可能今天早上也许会吃点惊。今天早上我要给你们讲。为什么罗马书是神的福音？
Because yes, it is true that in the beginning that Paul mentioned in the beginning of this book that he is sent out for the gospel of God.
当保罗在罗马书一开始说他是被分别出来归于神福音的。
And we also have heard that Romans sometimes is called the fifth gospel.
有时候我们也听到罗马书是第五卷福音书。
And then later in Romans chapter 15, verse 16, it mentioned that Paul said he will be the laboring priest of the gospel of God for the Gentiles.
当然在罗马十五章十六节保罗说他是为福音做神勤奋的祭司要得着外邦人。
Actually, I believe Romans chapter 13, he started to bring this point out.
我觉得从十三章保罗就开始把这一个点带出来了。
But what I want to tell you is this. I wanted to share with you this morning that how do we understand the book of Romans is the gospel of God.
我今天早上要特别交通我们如何来看罗马书是神的福音这一点这一个点。
Because, you know, we know that the first four books in the New Testament are the four Gospels.
我们知道新约里面头四卷书都是福音书。
Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
马太、马可、路加、约翰。
Of course, that describes not only the life the Lord Jesus lived, but more so the word he said.
当然，那地方不仅记载主耶稣在地上如何生活，更是记载他说了什么话。
But the records in the gospel sometimes, I mean, we really did not fully fully understood.
当然，在福音书里面，我们并没有完全理解这个这些福音书。
So I believe that in the book of Romans, Paul, by presenting the gospel of God, I think he expounded certain things that God, the Lord Jesus said.
我觉得保罗在罗马书里面啊，反而把福音书里面主耶稣所说的许多话更啊解释，并且说明出来。
And so, I'm going to go through this with you. It's a little different that to speak about Romans 13 in this way. That is, I'm going to mention some verses in the four Gospels and then try to understand it in the context of Romans.
我今天是盼望把福音书里面一些经节放在罗马十三章的这个上下文里面，一同来认识这些话。
And so let me start with this in Matthew chapter 5, verse 17, the Lord Jesus said this.
在马太五章十七节，主耶稣说道。
Because this verse actually troubles many Christians.
这一节啊，让许多的基督徒相当困惑。
Because the Lord Jesus said, "Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have not come to abolish, but to fulfill."
不要以为我来是要废掉律法和伸冤者，我来不是要废掉，乃是要成全。
Because quite often, when the gospel is preached, it preached that the gospel is now the Lord Jesus has come as a savior in the New Testament.
我们传扬福音都说主耶稣来了，他是在新约是成为我们的救主。
And he came, grace and reality came with him.
他来了，这个恩典和实际都和他一同来了。
The Old Testament is the age of law.
旧约讲到是律法的时代。
And the New Testament is the age of grace.
新约是恩典的时代。
So therefore, as if that impression, I mean, that impression is very prevalent, as if that in the New Testament, we don't need to pay any attention to the law.
所以在新约圣徒里面有这个观念相当相当普遍，就是说我们已经在恩典时代，我们就不需要再注意律法了。
But right after the Lord Jesus came out, he spoke this word, "Do not think that I come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have not come to abolish, but to fulfill."
你看这句话是主耶稣出来禁止以后不久，就像门徒们说的，说我来不是要废掉律法和伸言者，我来乃是要成全。
And I know this is troubling many people.
我知道这个是让很多人很困惑。
Troubling many Christians, I should say.
让许多基督徒困惑。
Therefore, when they preach the gospel, I don't think they can boldly speak this word, this verse.
我不相信任何这些基督徒传福音的时候敢大胆地讲这句话。
So what does the Lord Jesus say that I come not to abolish but to fulfill?
主耶稣讲这个话说他来不是废除乃是成全。
So
到底是什么意思？
So let us take a look of Matthew chapter 22.
我们看看马太福音二十二章。
And in these few verses,
在这几处经节里面
tells us, and one of them, a lawyer,ask him question, testing him, teacher, which is the greatest commandment in the law?
来了一个律法师，他来试诱主耶稣，问他说，夫子，律法上哪一条诫命最大？
And he said to him, you shall love your Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the great and first commandment.
耶稣对他说，你要全心全魂并全心思爱主你的神，这是最大且是第一条诫命。
And the second is like it, you shall love your neighbor as yourself.
其次也相仿，要爱邻舍如同自己。
On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets.
一切律法和伸言的教训都系于这两条诫命。
Okay, so this is the Lord's answer to the lawyer.
这是主耶稣对那个律法师的回答。
Now please notice, when the Lord Jesus came, he started the New Testament economy.
我们知道当主耶稣来的时候，新约的经纶就开始了。
So according to our understanding, we thought now it's the age of grace, no longer the age of law.
照着我们的理解，今天是恩典的时代，不是律法时代了。
So when this lawyer came say, what is the greatest commandment?
当这律法师来问主耶稣的时候，
The Lord Jesus didn't say, no, this is no longer the age of law, so you should just hear about the grace.
主耶稣没有说，这现在不是律法时代了，今天你应该是享受恩典。
But the Lord Jesus answered saying, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. And this is the first and the greatest, this is the great and first commandment.
主耶稣却告诉他说，你要全心、全魂并全心思爱主你的神，这是最大也是第一条诫命。
And the second is like it, you shall love your neighbor as yourself.
其次也相仿，就是你要爱邻舍如同自己。
And on these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets.
在这两条上面，所有的律法和神言都在这两条诫命上。
And you combine these verses with Matthew 5:17.
你把这些经节和马太五章十七节放在一起的话
，Should it make perfect sense?
你看这地方是何等的清楚。
So, do not think I come to abolish the law and the prophets.
他说我来并不是要废掉律法和神言者。
I did not come to abolish, but to fulfill.
我来不是要废除，乃是要成全。
Because the law and prophets is to love God with all your heart, with all your soul and all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself.
因为这个律法和神言者所讲的就是要全心、全魂、全心思爱主你的神，而且要爱邻舍如同自己。
What is implied here is.
这地方到底是在意，他到底要讲什么？
When the Lord Jesus came.
主来了。
He is fulfilling this.
他来成全这些。
Is to make it full.
是为了
来完成它，
完成了。
Yeah. And the purpose is this. The purpose that means that in the Old Testament, it is not quite full yet.
因为在旧约里面，这些还没有完成。
Both in loving God and in loving your neighbor.
在爱神和爱邻舍上都还没有完成。
You see, because he said you need to love God with your whole heart, with your whole mind.And with your whole strength.
因为他说你要全心全魂并全心思爱主我们的神。
In order to love God with whole heart, whole mind, and whole strength, means we need to love more fully what God loved.
我们需要之所以要我们要能全心全魂并全心思爱主我们的神的话，我们必须要爱神所爱的一切。
And in order to do that, you need to.Enter more fully into the New Testament economy.
为了达到这个目的，我们需要更多的、更完备的进到神新约的经纶里面。
That is to live in the right domain.
这也就是我们需要进到正确的辖区里面。
Okay, so now let's go to Mark chapter 10 verse 45.
我们来看马可福音十章四十五节。
In Mark.Chapter 10, verse 45, the Lord Jesus said, For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many.
因为人子来不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人，并且舍命做多人的赎价。
And I know this is actually, this is the key verse of the book of Mark.
这是马可福音里面一个非常关键的一句话。
Now, think about it in this way, okay?
我们这样来看。
Take this verse with Romans chapter 12.
我们把这一节圣经放在罗马十二章里面。
Romans chapter 12 actually talks about the service.
罗马十二章讲到我们如何侍奉。
The Lord Jesus said, Do not, for even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life.As a ransom for many.
主在这地方说，人子来不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人，并且舍命做多人的赎价。
But I want to remind you this word here, and to give his life.
我这地方特别想说要指出来，要舍命。
This life is the suki life.
这个命舍命这个命是魂生命。
He gave his soul life.As a ransom for many.
他舍弃他的魂生命做多人的赎价。
Actually, this give up his soul life is just the same meaning as the martyr.
这地方舍弃了的魂生命，实际上就是殉道者殉道的意思。
Okay, think of it in this way, dear brothers and sisters.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，我们这样来考虑这件事。
The two commandments that are most important.
啊，主讲到两个最大的诫命。
To love God with your whole heart, with your whole soul, and with your whole mind.
我们要全心全魂全心思爱主我们的神。
And to love your neighbor as yourself.
要爱邻舍如同自己。
Even to the extent you're willing to let go of your own soul life.
甚至到一个程度，你愿意舍弃你的魂生命。
This is what the Lord Jesus did.
这是我们主耶稣所做的。
This is the commission he's given to those who followed him.
这也是他给他所有的跟随者的使命。
Starting from Jerusalem.
从耶路撒冷。
And all Judea.
到犹太全地。
And Samaria.
撒玛利亚。
And unto the uttermost parts.Of the earth.
直到地极。
And dear brothers and sisters, I hope that we will see this is the enlargement in the New Testament.
弟兄姊妹，我要你看见，这就是新约里面的扩大。
Not only just caring for myself.
不是只关心我们自己。
Yes, for our personal Christian life, we need to be in the right domain.
当然，为了我们个人的正确的基督的生活，我们需要在正确的辖区里面。
But we're willing to give up our own soul life.In order to be right domain for the body life,
甚至我们更应该愿意舍弃我们的魂生命，在正确的辖区里面，为了基督，为了身体的生活。
And in the New Testament age, this have to reach out to the uttermost parts of the earth.
在新约的经纶里面，这样的话，这样的实行，需要到达所有巨人之地。
Okay, now, okay, let me pause here for a little bit. Let me read some verses for you. I will with you on Romans chapter 13.
我稍微停一下，我来读一些这个罗马十三章的经节。
I will just read through it. I won't spend too much time explaining it.
我就读过去，我不需要解释了。
Let every person be subject to the authorities over him, for there is no authority except from God.And those which exist are ordained by God. Okay, 好，不需要。Okay, 中文你们读个。
中文读就好。
Okay, okay.
一章十三章。
So then, who resists? So then, he who resists the authority opposes God's ordination, and those who oppose will receive judgment to themselves.
Amen.
For the ruler are not a terror to the good work.But to the evil. Do you want to have no fear of the authority? Do what is good, and you will have praise from him.
Amen.
For he is a servant of God, to God, for good. But if you do what is evil, fear, he does not bear sword in vain, for he is a servant of God, an avenger for wrath to him who practices evil.
Amen.
Verse 5. I'm going to explain verse 5 a little bit. Therefore, it is necessary to be subject, not only because of wrath, but also because of conscience.
所以你们必须服从，不但是因为愤怒，也是因为良心。
Now, you see, this, he said, now, it is necessary to be subject, not because of wrath,But because of conscience.
他这地方说到你们，所以你们必须服从，不但是因为愤怒，也是因为良心。
Don't dwell in the realm of reasoning.
所以不要留在这个理论的这个对和。
Yeah. Okay.
理论的范畴里面。
Because if you dwell in that realm, you will have wrath in your soul.
你如果在那地方来回这个理论的话，你的魂里面就会有愤怒。
But because of conscience.
但是要有良心。
You know where is conscience, right?
你知道良心在哪里
？Conscience is the right domain.
啊，良心才是正确的辖区。
So you see, when you face such situations, it's the best test. Where are you?
当你面对这样的情形的时候。也是试验你在哪个辖区最好的时候。
You see, we often heard these testimonies from brothers and sisters. In the morning, you have your morning time, your morning revival, your morning watch. You enjoy the Lord yourself or with others.
我们经常听到弟兄姊妹们做见证，早上起来和或者自己或者和弟兄姊妹们一同享受主。
Yes, it's wonderful that it's in the right domain.
当然这是非常好，你是在正确的辖区里面。
But when you get out of there and get into your car, start to get into the rush hour traffic.
当你从那里面出来，进了车里面，开始进到这个早上这个交traffic 里。车流里面的时候。
Well, you know how many saints have mentioned that the wrath was easily provoked.
有多少圣徒有这样的经历？就是那个时候，你非常你里面的愤怒非常容易被激动起来。
Not only those who have done something that's against the law,
不仅有些人做了一些违法的事情。
But their violating would provoke your wrath, so that you also want to.Do the same.
所以有些人因为做了一些不好的事情，结果就把你里头的愤怒给激动起来了。
So don't do it. Do it because of conscience. Okay.
不要那样，反而要留在良心里。
And verse 6, for because of this, you also pay taxes, for they are God's officers, attending constantly to this very thing.
第六节，上帝也是为这缘故，因他们是神的奴，神的仆役。为这差事专责服役。
Render to all the things due, tax to whom tax is due, custom to whom custom is due, fear to whom fear is due, honor to whom honor is due.
Amen.
And then verse 8.
第八节。
Okay. Owing nothing to anyone except to love one another.
Amen.
For he who loves the other, he fulfills.The law.
因为爱人的就完全了律法。
Did you see this? This is so wonderful that he is talking about this in Romans chapter 13.
弟兄姊妹，这是非常非常奇妙的奇妙的点。他是在罗马十三章来讲这些。
And this is fulfilling the law.
这就是成全律法。
You know, therefore, you see, dear brothers and sisters, this I believe is the normal Christian life that will lead us.
所以，弟兄们，我觉得是正常的基督徒生活会带领我们。
The normal Christian life will enlarge us from the sacred to the secular.
From the
sacred. From 圣的到俗的。
Oh, okay. 我以为 the other way around.
Yeah.
这个
Yeah, okay, fine.
Amen.
It's okay. Okay.You see, so this is why this is from the center to the circumference.
所以我们看到这是从中心到圆周。
Okay, now let me bring some other verses in Luke chapter 10.
来，我把路加十章一些经节读给大家。
This is quite interesting. You just take a look at this, huh? He said, "Behold, a certain lawyer stood and put him to the test."
我们看到有一个律法师站起来试探耶稣说。
And saying, "Teacher, what should I do to inherit eternal life?"
如此，我该做什么才能承受永远的生命？
Now, please notice this question is different from Matthew 22, when the lawyer asked, "What is the greatest law?" Right?
你看到这一个律法师所讲、所问的和马太二十二章问的不一样。
So he said, "What should I do to inherit eternal life?"
这个律法师问说，我该做什么？才能承受永远的生命。
And the Lord said to him, "What is written in the law? How do you read it?"
主耶稣问他说，律法是怎么说的？你是如何读的？
And he answered and said, "You shall love the Lord your God from your whole heart and with your whole soul and with your whole strength and with your whole mind, and your neighbor as yourself."
他说你，我们应该全心、全魂、全力并全心思爱主我们的神，还要爱邻舍如同自己。
And he said to him, "You have answered correctly.
Do this,
and you shall have life."
你去做吧，你如此行，就会有永远的生命。
Actually, later on, this one want to justify himself. He said, "Who is my neighbor?" And the Lord gave him that marvelous parable of the Good Samaritan.
后来这个律法师又问主耶稣说，谁是我的邻舍？所以后面主耶稣给他讲了那个好撒玛利亚人的故事。
But what I want to point out to you is the question is how do I inherit eternal life?
这地方我要特别指出来，这个问题是我当如何行才能承受永远的生命。
You see, the Lord Jesus didn't say, "Well, go and read John 3:16."
主耶稣没有说你去读约翰福音三章十六节。
Right? And yes, it is true that we'll have eternal life,
当然我们在那地方讲到信，借着信入我们就有永远的生命。
So I wonder why he asked this question, how shall inherit eternal life?
我不知道他这个律法师为什么会问这个问题，如何行才能得永远的生命。
But what the Lord gave him saying, what did the law say?
主耶稣却反问他说律法是怎么讲的。
Because if you know the law, then you know how to inherit eternal life, right?
他说你如果认识那个律法，你就应该知道怎么承受永远的生命。
So this lawyer is quite knowledgeable because he can answer this summarizing the law.
你看这个律法是相当不错，相当了解律法的，他能够把律法放在两句话里面。
The law say you go ahead and do it.
主耶稣说你去行，照样行吧。
Okay, now this is wonderful, right?
这是非常好的。
So what does it mean?
但是这什么意思呢？
You see, we often say, well, you know, when we read John 3:16, when we preach the gospel, we use that as if something just for the future.
我们传福音的时候用约翰3:16，似乎是我们都用在将来。
But actually, we also have mentioned in the past, eternal life actually begins from today.
以前我们也说过，实际上永远的生命是从今天开始的。
Because we are connected to God's eternal purpose.
因为我们是连于神永远的目的的。
Even though our existence is so brief,
虽然我们的存在是相当短暂的。
Our capacity is so tiny.
我们的情形，我们的这个能力是相当受限制的。
And yet we are connected to God's eternal purpose.
我们却连于神永远的目的。
And it is our responsibility, dear brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹，这是我们的责任。
To preach this gospel of God to whoever that we have contact with.
我们需要向我们所有接触的人传扬这福音。
Not only we ourselves receive this,
不仅我们自己接受了这一个。
We will speak to all those that are closest to us.
我们也向我们非常临近的人传扬这福音。
And we even reach out to the uttermost parts.
我们甚至一直传扬直到地极。
And we often say in New York we're in such a wonderful environment because we don't have to go to the end of the earth, but the Lord bring the end of the earth to us.
在纽约我们处于一个何等这个好的地方，我们平常说我们不需要到地极去传福音，主却把地极的人带到纽约来。
But we need to be enlarged.
我们需要被扩大。
You know, we mentioned that this year is a year of advancement and enlargement.
我们说过今年是一个往前并且扩大的年。
That is why Romans 13 is so important.
这也是为什么罗马十三章是非常重要的一章。
And it is very important that we live not only personally, we should be in the right domain.
我们这不仅生要个人个别的生活在正确的辖区里面。
But we need to live corporately in our Christian life in the right domain.
我们更需要在团体里来过，在正确的辖区里来过我们的基督徒生活。
And even in our secular contact, in our non-Christian circles, we need to live in the right domain.
甚至我们在世俗的人群中和非基督徒的环境里面，我们也需要过这样的生活。
You see, because in verse 9 it went on to say, For you shall not commit adultery, you shall not murder, you shall not steal, you shall not covet.
第九节。
And if there's any other commandment, it is summed up in this.
因为不可奸淫，不可杀人，杀人不可偷盗，不可起贪心，以及任何别的诫命都总括在。
In this word, namely, you shall love your neighbor as yourself.
要爱邻舍如同自己，这一句话里面了。
Love does not work evil to his neighbor, therefore, love is the fulfillment of the law.
爱是不加害于邻舍的，所以爱乃是律法的完满。
I believe, dear brothers and sisters, this is why the book of Romans is the gospel of God.
弟兄姊妹们，这也是为什么罗马书是神的福音的原因。
And this is also why it is the fifth gospel.
这也是为什么这是第五卷福音书。
Because I think it further explains about the gospel, the first four gospels.
我觉得这罗马书进一步解释这个四卷福音书。
Okay, let me end with John.
我最后以约翰福音来做总结。
You know, John is a John, of course, is a marvelous book.
当然，约翰福音是一卷非常奇妙的书。
You know, John is the gospel that uses this word the most, the world, W-O-R-L-D.
当然，在这个约翰的著作里面， 这个世界这个词是用的最多的。
I think about half of the time in the New Testament is used in this book.
在新约里面用到世界这个词的时候，大约有一半是在约翰福音里面。
But in the past we've heard this way. We've heard that the world, this word world, have several meanings.
过去我们都听说这个世界这个词有几个意义。
The world, this word cosmos, it in John 3:16 refers to the people in the world.
当然这个词，这个世界这个词 cosmos 在约翰三章是讲到世人。
But also in John, in many places when he used the word world, it refers to the worldly system.
当然在其他地方 许多的用处是讲到世界的体系。
And it particularly referred to Satan as the king of the world. He is the one who is controlling behind this system.
特别是说到撒旦是这个世界体系的世界的王，他在后面来掌控整个世界的体系。
But I want to go through some verses with you in this context of Romans 13.
我特别想在罗马十三章的上这个内容里面来重新再看约翰福音的一些经节。
John 3:16 啊。We was familiar with that.
约翰福音三章十六节。
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life.
三章十六节都很清楚。
And of course, here the world means the people in the world.
当然，这地方这个世界是指在世界里的人，世人。
And I think most of the translations of other languages brings out this people in the world.
当然，其他的语言有些语言的翻译里面。把这地方翻译成世人。
But you know, sometimes, we need to have such understanding.
当然我们需要有这样的理解。
Because we know the worldly system is evil because it's controlled by Satan.
当然我们知道世界的体系是邪恶的，因为是受撒旦管辖的。
But people live in this world.
但是人却活在这个世界里面。
So we have to be very careful when you throw out the bath water.Don't throw out the baby.
所以我们要特别小心，不要撒这个洗澡水的时候，把这个里面的小孩子一块撒出去。
Okay. So now, I'm going to read some of the verses with you. In John 15:19,
我们看约翰福音十五章十九节。
Lord Jesus said, "If you were of the world, the world would love its own."
你们若属世界，世界必爱属自己的。
But because you are not of the world, but I chose you out of the world, therefore the world hates you.
只因你们不属世界，乃是我从世界中把你们拣选出来，所以世界就恨你们。
Now, you know, the church is the ecclesia, the called out ones.
当然，这个召会是 ecclesia, 是就是蒙召出来的会众。
And actually, this verse explains.That meaning that we are called out of the world.
当然，这一处经节讲的就是我们是蒙召出来的人。
But you remember, there are still many people who are still in the world.
但是我们需要知道，在还有许许多多的人是在世界里。
And they are still trapped in this worldly system.
他们还被世界的系统所辖制。
And they are controlled by it.
他们被它辖制。
So they hate those who were not belonging.To the world.
所以他们非常恨恶那些不和他们在一起在世界里的人。
So therefore, our attitude toward them, we have to be very careful.
我们对着他们的态度，我们是需要非常小心的。
On the one hand, yes, we are clear that this evil system is controlled by Satan.
一面我们需要了解这个整个世界都是被撒旦的体系在辖制。
But there are many still trapped in this system.
许多人被限制在里面。
And God still loves them.
神还是爱他们。
God desires all men to be saved.
神盼望万人，所有的人都得救。
And come to the full knowledge of the truth.
并且完全认识真理。
So therefore, when the Lord Jesus, when he was departing the world, he was telling the his disciples, making this distinction.
所以当主要离开这个世界的时候，告诉门徒们要有这样一个清楚的区别。
In chapter 16, verse 33, he said, These things I've spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you have affliction, but take courage, I have overcome the world.
我对你们说这些话是要你们要里面有平安。在世界上你们有苦难，但是你们可以放心，我已经胜了世界。
How did the Lord Jesus overcome the world?
主如何胜了世界？
He did not overcome the world with force, with with power.
他并没有用他的力量或他的权柄胜过世界。
The Lord Jesus overcome the world by his self-giving love.
他胜过世界是借着他把自己舍弃的爱。
So, and in chapter 17, his prayer before he went to be with the Father.
在主去到父那里去以前，约翰十七章主的祷告。
He said, "I've given them your word, and the world has hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world."
他说，我已将你的话赐给他们，世界又恨他们，因为他们不属世界，正如我不属世界一样。
I do not ask that you would take them out of the world, but that you would keep them out of the hands of the evil one.
我不求你使他们离开世界，只求你保守他们，远脱离那恶者。
They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world.
他们不属这世界，正如我不属世界一样。
Sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth.
用你的真理圣别他们，你的话就是真理。
Now, let me just remind you that actually in Romans, we spend quite a bit of time from 5 to 8 talking about sanctification.
我们知道我们从罗马五章到八章花了很多时间来讲什么是圣别。
I know that by believing in the Lord Jesus, we are positionally sanctified.
我们知道我们借着信入主耶稣，我们在地位上就被圣别了。
But by being in the right domain, we can experience the dispositional sanctification.
我们在正确的辖区里面，我们就可以经历在性情上的圣别。
But let me say this again, this is not just for ourselves.
我还要强调，这不是只为我们自己。
The transformation in the right domain is starting with our personal Christian life, but it is for the body life.
在正确辖区里的变化，不是为了我们个人，不仅是为了我们个人，更是为了在身，更是为了身体的生活。
Actually, what Paul will bring out in the book of Romans, particularly starting in Romans chapter 13, is to enlarge that sphere from the Christian circles to the non-Christian circles.
所以保罗在罗马十三章是特别要把我们从基督徒的这个范畴扩大到非基督徒的范畴。
From the sacred to the secular.
从圣别的到那些世俗的。
And I believe, dear brothers and sisters, this is what he meant, that I may be the laboring priest of the gospel of God.
觉得这也是他为什么说他为了福音做神勤奋的福音祭司。
And you can present them as a sacrifice to God.
这样他才能把这些外邦人当作祭物献给神。
Because God desires all men to be saved and come to the full knowledge of the truth.
因为神愿意万人得救，并且完全认识真理。
So even for us to go through the book of Romans, it is not just for our personal edification.
就是我们经过，我们读罗马书，也不是只为了我们基督徒个人受成全。
And it is, well, if you understand me correctly, it's more than just for the building up of the body of Christ with the present members.
这甚至于甚至超越我们只用现在所有的人来建造基督的身体。
And there are so many around us, dear brothers and sisters.
还有许多在我们周围的人。
They need to hear the gospel.
他们需要听到福音。
They need to know God loves them.
他们需要神爱他们。
God created them with such a purpose.
神为了他的特定的目的创造了他们。
And if we see this, then our heart will be enlarged.
如果我们看到这些，我们的心会被扩大。
And you will see when we come to the next chapter, we will receive. We have such an enlarged heart to receive all those God wants to receive.
我们进到第十四章的时候，我们就看到我们在如何接待圣徒上，我们就看到我们的心如果被扩大，我们就看到神是如何接待人、接纳人。
So I think this is a really a wonderful chapter.
我觉得十三章是一个非常好的非常wonderful 非常好的一章。Amen.
Enlarges us.
把我们扩大。
Uplifts us.
把我们拔高。
Bring us to a higher level.
把我们带到一个高山上。
To cooperate with God for the fulfillment of His purpose.
来为了神的目的 来全力地配合他。
I know this probably surprised you, surprised myself that how the Lord burdened me to share this way.
你也许吃惊，我自己也吃惊，为什么这样来分享这个负担？
But I believe this is very important for the church here.
我觉得这是对这地方的纽约市教会非常的重要。
As we go onward, the Lord will enlarge us.
我觉得我们越往前走，主会越来越扩大我们。
The Lord will add many more to His purpose.
我觉得主会把越来越多的人为了他的目的加给他的教会。
So, praise the Lord.
赞美主。
So we will stay together, and I hope that saints will feel free to. We'll have some prayers first. Then we will. Let's sing a hymn first. Let's sing a hymn first.
我们来唱一首诗歌，完了有点祷告。今年不分语言聚会。
Yeah. Let's sing. I was thinking about this particular hymn this morning, 376.